Welcome back to Ravens Report. The Ravens offense certainly carries plenty of momentum into Pittsburgh after a 55-20 win over the Raiders last Sunday. Good news for tight end Ed Dixon, who got back into the game flow. A 40-yard reception in the first half will certainly give Steelers defensive coordinator Dick LeBeau a lot to ponder this week. And you know the expression, big players make big plays in big games? Well, Ed Dixon learned that lesson last year against Pittsburgh. Tight end coach Wade Harmon and Kadri Ismail take us through what it means to play like a Raven with a lot on the line.
Welcome to this edition of Play Like a Raven. And we are joined by tight ends coach Wade Harmon. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Now, when you talk about the tight end position in the NFL, certainly it has moved from that traditional role of just blocking, getting an extra guy on the line of scrimmage, an occasional pass catcher, to really being an intricate part of the offense. Talk about that.
Well, I think nowadays in the NFL, I think that a lot of the tight end positions, you get a chance to get favorable matchups. There are some big athletic tight ends that can run. Give matchup problems for smaller DBs, get matchup problems speed-wise with some of the linebackers that they end up facing. And fortunately, we've got two very good tight ends that present matchup problems for defenses, and they're getting better and making plays for us, and we're excited to keep using them.
Show us some plays as far as what Ed Dixon brings to the table as a player.
Okay, this is a play in Pittsburgh here. Here's Ed going in motion, and we set this pass up earlier in the day. We'd ran a few plays out of this formation, had some success with it. We get down the red zone, motion him across, give him the same look. We see Joe sitting the fake in here, and we get these guys jumping the run play. And here comes Ed. I mean, he's coming counter to the flow here. You know, it looks at initially like, gosh, they may cover this thing. But what he has a great ability to do is he can separate. Some guys, when the ball's in the air, their speed doesn't change or anything. But other guys can, like they hit that second gear, accelerate, and find a way to extend to the ball. You can see here, he does a great job. You can see the defense is flowing. He gets this linebacker moving. He ducks underneath him. You got Polamalu running way downhill here, which is an active run player. And then all of a sudden you look right there. When Joe lets it go, there's a lot of trust. Because you look right there, he says, gosh, he says, you know what, I know Ed's speed, I've seen it in practice. I know I lay it out here in that open area, he's going to go get this thing. And you can really see it at this angle. Makes the play, secures the ball, all right, rolls over it, all right, touchdown for the Ravens. Well, we get down here, this is versus San Diego, and a lot of teams, you get down inside the 20 in the red zone, you're going to see a lot of two safety looks. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the field gets shrunken up a little bit. So we're always going to find a way, maybe try to get someone down through that middle. That's where his length and speed are really great for us in here. So you can see him going down the field here. When he throws the ball, there's a little bit of a hole, all right? But again, you look at the end zone, you're like, I don't know if I would throw this ball. But again, it's that trust factor. And what he does a great job here is he goes up what we call strong to the ball. He goes it with his hands. He doesn't let the ball come into him. He reaches out, he extends, all right, and pulls that thing down and immediately put that ball away. All right, in the end zone, when you hit the ground, that ball has to stay secure. You know, can't let it come out. And he does a great job securing this thing. All right, gets his touchdown.
The little details of it, even having an opportunity to spike the ball into the Sunday Night Football banner, but when you talk about playing like a Raven, it's about having strong hands. It's about a commitment to your route running. And ultimately, it's about being available for your quarterback to score touchdowns. Playing like a Raven.
Playing like a Raven.
Just ahead, rookie Courtney Upshaw gets ready for his first run-in with the Steelers, while Terrell Suggs draws on a higher power for Sunday nights.